Brilliance Audio presents Reckless Endangerment by Robert K. Tannenbaum.
To the ones I love, Patty, Rachel, Roger, and Billy. Reckless Endangerment. 1. He thought he would get more pleasure from killing the Jews. Not that he was actually doing it for pleasure, no, it was a necessary act, a political act, he knew that still. He'd expected to feel something more. It had been too much like killing chickens in the street outside the shanty in Gaza. Mahmoud seemed much more excited, dancing around the little establishment on the tips of his toes and waving his knife, although he hadn't used it all that much when the Jews were alive. Ali had not come into the shop at all, which was correct, because his post was to stand lookout in the doorway.
"You should write a slogan," said Mahmoud. "You should write one. Death to the Jews. Write it in blood."
"It is difficult to write in blood," said Youssef chidingly, "and also incorrect." He used the Arab phrase, elal el adab, which means shockingly indecent. "Only Zek's criminals write in blood. I will write in marker."
He drew a large green magic marker out of the side pocket of his field jacket and wrote the graceful Arabic letters on the mirror that ran the length of the shop, right above the corpses. Then he looked down at them. The woman was lying across her husband's chest, face down. The back of her tan raincoat was dark, brown-red with blood, as was her hair, which had been white and done up in a neat bun. The man's face was covered in blood, too, whether his own or his wife's, Yusuf was not sure. The man's thick, gold-rimmed spectacles were jammed askew up on his forehead, as if he had paused in reading to rub his eyes.
"What have you written?" asked Mahmoud. Of the three of them, Yusuf was the only one who could write more than a few simple words and his name. This is why he had been chosen leader.
"I wrote death to Israel here, and free Palestine here, and I signed with the initials of the movement here. Now we must leave."
They moved towards the door, avoiding the spreading pool of blood and the tumble of bagels that had spilled out of the two large paper bags the man